What's up, guys? It's Heath. First of all, let me apologize for my messy office. I finally ended up breaking down and bringing a chair into my office. So I'm sitting at a stool. I've been really under the weather the past couple of days. So I'm live in Facebook. You may be listening to the audio of this later. I'm totally discombobulated because I'm recording behind the scenes. First, because I'm still waiting on some information to post the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report for this week. So, first of all, let me start off by saying thank you for your continued support. I am wearing my glasses. I got a wicked eye infection. So, yeah, I can see the future with these. These are really thick glasses. First of all, let's talk about an angle that I was really looking forward to in EWF, which is where I was at this weekend. Was hoping to get up to PWX Pure. Just didn't work out. Some family stuff, even as late as Friday afternoon, was still trying to get up there, and it just didn't work out. So I was up at EWF, and if you've been following, they had done an angle a couple months ago where Big Country had got suspended, and literally the week after he got suspended is when he was first in the hospital. So you're looking at probably 6 to 7 weeks since his first hospitalization, which is when this angle was going to be running, where they were going to bring him back under a mask. And I can't remember the name, but they were going to call him, it was something Grande, but it was like Big Country in Spanish, and he was going to come back, and it was basically going to be a Midnight Rider thing. And I was really, really looking forward to that. I don't know that anything had been done like that in the Carolinas in a long time. You know, the Midnight Rider, some of my favorite stuff from being a kid. But again, because of his, being in the hospital and that kind of stuff, it ended up getting scrapped. However, Saturday night, it's really hard to surprise fans these days. Big Country did come back to EWF Saturday night. I don't know when he got there, but they managed to sneak him in. Nobody knew he was there. He was announced as the the special enforcer for the heavyweight title match to prevent any interference. And dude, when he came out, when his music hit, everybody was kind of like, what? And he came through the curtain. It was a genuinely amazing reaction. You could feel it. I mean, it was almost like a wave of electricity, a wave of emotion over the crowd. And just the reaction of some of the fans there. Hold on, I'm getting a text from Boomer Payne, who's at a concert. Oh, my. He's at a concert tonight. So, Boomer, quit interrupting. I'm broadcasting here. But it was just an amazing reaction. And Big Country, just has a great connection there, not just with fans at EWF, but amazing fans anywhere. So the other surprise they pulled off, and I don't know how they did this. So between the semi-main event and the main event, there was something wrong with the ring. And so the crew comes out, and while they're looking at the ring, I have no idea how they distracted the crowd, but referee Tyler Storm slips under the ring, and nobody sees it. So during the main event, Big Country's the secret enforcer. The Unbookables come out, distract the referee, distract Big Country. Tyler's able to come out, and nobody knew he was under there. And the reaction of the crowd, like, where did he come from? So kudos to EWF for pulling off, again, these two huge surprises on a crowd that's pretty smart to things. What I mean by that is they, what I mean by that is they know where the wrestlers come in, and they know who they're looking for, and they know kind of what to look for. And the fact that they were able to do these things and for them to be complete surprises that were kept secret, really, really amazing stuff. And so it was a tremendous show, one of the best shows they've had here in a couple of months. Some big title changes, and they've got some amazing stuff planned for, I know, in June. They've got a big ladder match coming up that's going to be amazing that I am going to miss. I think I'm going to miss. I don't know. But, yeah, it's just really, really good. I think it's hard when you're running every 2 weeks. It's hard for every show to be a home run. I think as long as you hit a home run every 2 or 3 months, you're doing good. Now, you got to be getting on base. You got to hit doubles and singles and triples. But this show Saturday night was definitely – definitely a home run, and got a lot of buzz and got a good reaction from the crowd and for the fans that have been investing and coming every 2 weeks. It was a really good, really good payoff. And again, the theme of the EWF is maybe I didn't mention this last week. So if you listen to Bruce Pritchard's podcast, you hear the phrase Hogan must pose. And so the WWF booking in the 80s was the good guy's going to win and Hogan's going to pose. And Crockett was completely opposite. You know, Boomer and I have talked about this. Crockett booked for heat, and you got so mad you had to come back because you knew eventually the good guys were going to get revenge. They were going to get, you know, get their comeuppance, or the bad guys were going to get their comeuppance. And so I think EWF, you know, they definitely booked for that heat, man. And people were ready to riot the other night when BB Naturally, who they've just gotten behind, when he lost the title, man, they were ready to riot. It was crazy. It was ridiculous. And after he interfered, Tyler got back under the ring and hid until everybody was gone. And we made sure, you know, we had people making sure everybody was gone. But, you know, there was another show I went to just recently where the heels won the main event, but it was like the good guys couldn't let that stand, and so the heels come back to the locker. I mean, I'm sitting in the locker room. The heels come back to the locker room, and that's it. And the babyface comes back, like, "Hey, let us come get one over on you." And so they go out there, and then the babyfaces make, you know, the heels look like a bunch of idiots. And it was just like, you know, the good guy doesn't have to get over every single time. You gotta leave the fans wanting more. And I felt like for the crowd they had, it was like they panicked. It was like, oh, we gotta send the crowd home happy. And you don't have to. You can send the crowd home mad in a good way, where they want to come back. Where they'll pay to come see the good guy win. So it's just some really good stuff. The other thing I want to talk about is PWX, you know, had their great show. I'm waiting for it to go up on the network. I've heard amazing things about the Slim J Ethan Case match from PWX Pure on Friday night. I've heard from multiple people whose opinions I really respect. That it was best match they've seen all year, and this is people that watch a lot of independent wrestling. And then the I Quit Cage match at Final Chapter. I definitely want to go back. Have to see that. And so the name of the next show is I think it's called A Brand New Day, if I'm not mistaken. And so I'm just interested what's next for PWX. I mean, this show Sunday was something they had built to for 2 years. I mean, this feud has been building, and finally you get that culmination, and where do you go from there? Who's going to be, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, James Drake and Anthony Henry have both signed with Evolve. Now, they can still work for PWX, but if you're PWX, do you continue to have these two guys be, I mean, obviously you have them still on your card, but do you make them centerpieces, not knowing really what the future holds and not knowing and maybe you do know what the future holds. I don't know. I don't have any insider knowledge. This is all just totally speculation. So how do you move on after having, you know, a year plus of James Drake being that chaser? And now he's kind of removed. You know, he wasn't at the show Sunday, and he's kind of removed now from PWX. So who's now going to be the centerpiece? It's obviously, you know, they're going to make the heavyweight title, and Ethan Case is going to be their centerpiece. But who's the next chaser for the title? Because in the time that over the last 2-3 years, when I've gotten into PWX and they built up to the War Games match, and then they built up Anthony Henry, and he was chasing, he would fall short, and then he finally gets the win. And then Drake was chasing, and then really earlier this year, Ethan Case came out of nowhere, won the belt. And so I'm just curious. So I'm very interested to see in June where they go, and what an opportunity, because you have such a great roster of talent, and you got this clean slate, and I think they've got things planned out. But as a fan, I am genuinely excited because I have no clue. I have no clue what's next. And I think they have a lot of great pieces. They have a lot of great talent. They're trying with PWX Pure to build up some great young talent. It has been, I do think, from an outside perspective, I don't know what they're doing June and July as far as PWX Pure, but I felt like the second PWX Pure show, there was less of an emphasis on the young guys, and there was more of an emphasis on, you know, Serpentico was coming in, and Jake Manning was issuing a challenge, and Ethan Case was going to wrestle Slim J. So I'm interested to see where they go. I'm interested to see where they go with that, because PWX Pure Friday night, they do this angle with the Syndicate, and that led to a match Sunday. So is there going to be more kind of cross-promotional things? I think that's going to be very, very interesting. So it's almost like not the reset button, but it's just a start of things anew. Again, great talent roster and great everything. They got everything. They got everything going for them. It's just going to be very interesting. What do you do with Skyler? Does he get back into the title picture? I don't know. I would love to hear everybody else's thoughts. Again, I'm, you know, checking the High Spots Network and seeing when Final Chapter is going to be posted. Speaking of High Spots Network, as you guys know, we have launched SOS Custom Wrestling Network. However, we know that a lot of fans, and probably maybe even some of you guys, already have a subscription to the High Spots Network. So you can, if you click on categories, SOS Custom Wrestling Network is one of the categories. So if you watch our videos on there, Three Count Pro Wrestling's on there, Battle Zone, SWA, EWF, Golden Corner's on there. If you watch any of our episodes on the High Spots Network, we get credit for that. So that helps us out financially. So if you already have a High Spots subscription, you can watch our stuff on there, and again, that helps us out. So I do have some pretty cool announcements for the network, and we're also trying to get on some other networks, some people that have Pivot Share. We're trying to get our, you know, stuff out there. We're trying to get our content in more places. But we made a deal on Saturday, June the 30th, I'll be going down to the Palmetto Classic for Palmetto Championship Wrestling. Not announcing this publicly yet. We will be recording that and putting that exclusively on the SOS Custom Wrestling Network. I am very excited about that. That will be exclusive to us, and basically doing it to show, to kind of just show PCW what we're doing, what we're about. And very excited about that, and hoping to build a long-term partnership with them. We're talking to other promotions about putting their content on our network. I think, you know, this is all, you know, we're all new at this, you know. None of us have ever run a network before. There are so many great networks. I've been a member of Powerbomb, still a member of High Spots. And there's almost too much wrestling. Like, you, if you log into either High Spots or Powerbomb, it's almost overwhelming. There's more wrestling on there than you could ever watch. There's so many different promotions. And so what we're trying to do with our network is be different. And we mentioned it before, you know, we're not putting whole shows up there right now. We're putting individual matches, so you can go and you can watch. The way it works is you can go in there and watch the matches you want to watch. And then if that match is part of a show and multiple matches from a show are uploaded, you can see on the right-hand side, you can see, oh, okay, here's some other matches from that show. And in some cases, the entire show is uploaded. You can just watch it match by match. So we're just trying to figure out, you know, what kind of content people want. As I'm recording this live on Facebook, as I'm recording the audio on this, I got some videos uploading to our network, 20-minute time limit, where we just sat down. I sat down with various wrestlers, asked them 3 questions, and I had 20 minutes to get through all of them. I actually had to do 2 episodes because we probably got about 35 minutes worth of content. I sat down with Austin Jordan to do voiceovers over a ladder match he was involved in for 3 count. So in their own words, very excited about that. We're going to be a part of, some of you may have saw the announcement over the weekend. Austin Jordan is going to be in the Futures Tournament the weekend of the Scenic City Invitational. We're going to have a booth there, a table there for that weekend for SOS Custom Tees, the network, Double Dropkick Show, 3 Count Design. So I'll be manning a table there and recording a lot of content for the network there. I am trying to get an interview with Bruce Mitchell from the PW Torch, who's somebody, you know, we've seen at different events, and he's always been real cool to sit down and talk with us. So I'm very excited about the possibilities for that. Hoping to sit down this weekend, trying to work out, sitting down with Al Snow, doing an interview with him for the network. Mark and I are going to be recording something for the network this week. So it's a lot of stuff, man. A lot of really great stuff, staying busy with it. And we think already it's at $4.99 a month, the amount of content we've still got to add. We feel like it's a really good, really good deal. And we feel like there's a lot more to come. And again, we want to have content on there that you can't get anywhere else. We want to have content on there that's fun. We want to have content on there that's not too long, but that fits into people's busy schedule. We want it to be wrestling the way you want it. And then, of course, we're going to be at WrestleCade, and who knows? I mean, the kind of stuff we're going to get there for the network. So many different stars there. I know I'll be filming some floor videos, some behind the scenes stuff. We've got some connections, just trying to get different interviews. So it's an exciting time for wrestling. That, you know, lots of shows coming up this weekend, 3 shows on Friday. So, man, there's no excuse not to be at a show this Friday if you're somewhere in the area. You got Chester, APW, you got Golden Corner in Seneca, you got Pro Wrestling Turbo in Greenville. And here's the great thing. You're talking about 3 completely different shows. it's one of those things where it doesn't matter what kind of wrestling you like, you can find it at one of those three shows. I have had some interesting conversations about some of the matches and just my thoughts on them. And I'll just leave it at this. If half of your card is guys over 50, and you're not, sooner or later you got to put young guys in spots to excel. You got to give young guys opportunities to get over, or your promotion's going to fade away. And the conversations this week have just absolutely made me 100% happy and glad that I'm no longer involved in that that side of things. So I'm really excited about what's going on. Lots of cool things happening. So, again, can't say enough. Appreciate all you guys' support. Appreciate your understanding. I am still not 100%, but we'll get there. And there's lots of worse things. So I hope everybody has a good night. I think Mark and I are definitely going to talk about the $1 billion deal for SmackDown, which is crazy. Yeah, crazy. $1 billion. $1 billion. We all missed that. I mean, I think Mark and I talked about how we just missed that by a mile. We were thinking that their TV rating, you know, we were just thinking the TV rights were going to go way down. I think everybody thought that. No one saw this coming. Nobody. Mark and I, there, I mean, if I could go back and find that, we were just, you know, what, that WWE, we were basically saying that WWE was going to have to change their business model, that the television revenue just wasn't going to be there. And it's not just wrestling, it's everybody. And I'm going to be very interested when Major League Baseball and the NFL and the NBA, when they negotiate their next contracts, I think their rights are going to go down. But I don't. Who knows? Who knows? We were obviously wrong about this. I've been wrong about a lot of things. But $1 billion. $1 billion. So WWE is, they are not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. This is, I've read several places that just from their TV rights, starting with the new contracts, the combined revenue will be between $400 and $500 million a year, which is more revenue than they've ever had. And that's just one stream of income. So it's crazy. It's crazy, but it's exciting. And maybe they'll have room on the network for another podcast, and maybe they'll have room for two new commentators on their shows, and maybe they can meet mine and Mark's contract demands finally. So, hey, we'll see you guys soon. Thanks so much, and everybody be good.